tzitzit, which literally is translating from Hebrew as fringes, is a biblical commandment. It is written directly in the five books of Moses, and the place where it is written is in Shema, the most famous part of the Torah, Shema, which we recite three times a day. The third paragraph of it is telling us about the commandment of tzitzit. What is it? That it says that when we wear a four-corner garment, if it's a square or rectangle four-corner garment, we are obligated to put fringes on its four ends. So in other words, if I'm wearing a shirt or a jacket or a t-shirt, whatever it is, there's no reason, there's no need to put any fringes on it. But if I wear a four-corner garment, I have to put fringes on it. And this is to remember the commandments of the Torah, as it is specifically said in the paragraph that we read when we read Shema. Now, biblically, it says, if you are wearing four-corner garment, you are obligated to put tzitzit on it. The rabbis have said, well, the biblical commandment is only contingent on wearing it. In other words, if I'm not wearing any four-corner garment, I have no obligation of putting fringes tzitzit on anything. But rabbis said that since there is a biblical commandment to put fringes on this four-corner garment, rabbis obligated us to wear this four-corner garment in order to have a chance to fulfill the commandment of tzitzit. So rabbis instituted the commandment of wearing a four-corner garment. So that's why we wear a four-corner garment, which we wear under our shirt. And this is called tzitzit, or the official name of it is talit katan, which means a small talit, talis. And then it is our custom that during morning services, during shacharit, we put on a talit gadol, a large talit, which we wear besides for our talit katan under a shirt. We also wear it during services, and according to Ashkenazic tradition, only married men do it. According to Sephardic tradition, everybody from bar mitzvah does it. It is our custom to wear it during the services. So in other words, that's the breakdown. Biblically, you are not obligated to wear the four-corner garment. Only if you are wearing four-corner garment, then you have to put fringes on it. Rabbinically, the rabbis have said, since the Torah says that if we wear a four-corner garment, we should put fringes, and the idea of these fringes is so important, and it's such a lofty mitzvah, that's why the rabbi said that we have to. It's a rabbinic mitzvah. It's actually a mitzvah to wear a four-corner garment. If I'm wearing four-corner garment, then wearing talit during services is only a custom. It's not a mitzvah. But if I'm not wearing a four-corner garment, if I didn't put it on this morning, then when I put the talit during services, it is becoming for me like a mitzvah, like rabbinic mitzvah of wearing four-corner garment. So that's why it's important to wear it during services. Now, as far as the significance of this mitzvah is, the Chumash, the five books of Moses, specifically says that we are wearing it in order to remember mitzvahs. And when we count up all of the fringes as they're broken up by the knots, because you know they are sewn, they are woven together, I should say. These strings are tied together and they're separated by knots which are connecting them. So if you do the math of all of them together, it's going to amount to the number of mitzvot we have. This is the significance of this mitzvah mathematically.